Let's go. Strawberry letter.
All right, subject, I want a little extra, too. I want a little something extra, too. Dear Stephen Shirley, this is this one is short and sweet. I actually want Tommy's opinion, too, if that's
see
okay.
See that right there? Let's stop the letter right
so
there.
So you know no, it's a crazy fine. Letter.
No. But that's you see how they did it, Tommy, how they included you? This one is short and sweet. I actually want Tommy's opinion, too. That's right. Hell yeah.
Oh, short
Come
and
on,
Tommy
go ahead.
In the same sentence. I get it.
Wait till I get my hot top fade. Go ahead, sir.
I've been married to a wonderful man for the past 12 years, and we have a great marriage. I have done any and everything to make him happy. Most importantly, we have a very exciting sex life. I often let him have threesomes, and I've started to really enjoy them myself. But there's a big problem. Our threesomes are always with females. I want to switch it up and have another man to join us sometimes instead of a woman. When I bring this up to my husband, he always gets mad and ends the conversation. Why can't I have a little something extra, too? So it's okay for him to have all the fun. I don't think so. What do you guys think? I think you're barking up the wrong tree. This is never going to happen. This is what happens, really, when bedroom games go just a little too far. You say you do any and everything to make him happy. You have not said one time in the letter what he does to make you happy. You asked him, and you see it didn't happen. It's called a double standard, wifey. As crazy as this seems, just no man really wants to lie back and watch his wife get done by another man. I mean, you know, in very rare occasions.
Say that shit.
It just, you know, very rare occasions, maybe, yeah, but generally, no. It's just not going to happen. He wants to have all the fun, like you said, and satisfy his fantasies by watching you and another woman and be able to do another woman while you don't get mad, but actually cheer him on and don't mind it a bit. A lot of men will sign up for that if that's what they're into, but you're tired of his selfishness and the one-sidedness in all of this, right? Well, please realize it's not going to change, and he will probably never allow another man in the bedroom in a threesome. So I say shut all of this menage a trois stuff down. Shut it down altogether. Try to get back to the intimacy of the two of you, and if you can, because this kind of relationship, this kind of intrusion in your marriage and in your bed, it's bound to cause some major problems, and it already is doing that. Steve?
Well, she wants Tommy's opinion. This is right up Tommy's alley. I'm going to let Tommy join in. But let me explain something to you first.
Yeah?
There can only be one dangling participle in
like
this
that.
Sentence.
That's great.
There can only be one dangling participle.
I'm glad he said participle,
in
too.
This situation.
So happy.
Men ain't going to be in no room, and it's more than one of these dangling participles in this room. Because, see, now it's not a threesome anymore. Mm-hmm. It's an orgy. Now, we like threesomes. We don't care for orgies.
Hello?
See, a pile of bodies in the floor, and there's some men somewhere, and my leg touch his leg. See, we got a damn problem in here now. I can't look over there, and all of a sudden, he rubbing on my ass. Wait. Whoa.
Oh, my God.
Why is your head over here? You're having an orgy, and this is not a threesome anymore.
Wow.
Threesomes is clearly defined as to what they are.
Yeah.
I ain't with none of this, but Tommy, go ahead.
I am with all of this. Keep giving the threesomes. Don't stop this. Well, don't be selfish. This is not about you.
She doesn't want to stop. That's not the issue. She doesn't want to stop.
This is not about her. We're not bringing in no extra men. You can't. That other man can't graze up against me. That can't happen. But the threesomes have to continue. Whoever y'all bringing in there, Octavia, whoever it is, Shirley. I was going to say Shirley, but whoever you bringing in there.
Thank God, there's more than one Shirley.
I'm not saying I have participated, but I have heard about these engagements, and they're wonderful.
Okay.
You want this.
Are you
and
done?
If you start, no, I'm just saying, Shirley, if you started out doing this for your man, this has to continue now.
She says she enjoys it, too.
Yeah.
But now she wants to add a man to it.
Mm-hmm. She wants to switch it up.
See, what he's scared of is you're going to bring in Kang Swain.
I can't hang.
Donkey Kong.
Rampage.
Thunderbolt.
All those dang participles. Participles everywhere.
Well.
Big participle.
Yes. Your little man going to be standing in the corner sucking his thumb. Because that boy over there damaging the property. Wow. He over there done tore the yard up so bad, the yard don't look like it can be no more good.
He's too selfish.
Freeze, please.
You in here hollering, but hollering harder and louder than when he in there.
Than you never
but
have
she,
before.
She likes he things can. In threes, yeah. She wanted a three-part answer from all of us. This is crazy.
Well, there you have it. Shirley said it right. No man wants to watch another man do his wife.
No.
No man wants to watch that. And now you seem to enjoy him doing another woman and you another woman in there. You know, that's y'all. But, you know, I see once Shirley's right, once you bring this in, let the games begin. So what you ought to do is just surprise him and have a dude over there.
All right, look, coming up, we're going to interview Evie. Evie is season one's winner from the singing competition show, The Four Battle for Stardom. Evie will bring us the world premiere. That's right, I said the world premiere of her brand new song, How Does It Feel? We'll have part two of Steve's response, part two of your response to today's Strawberry Letter subject.
Shirley and I are going to do a react. Of what can happen with this woman who's been doing this threesome with a man because she's enjoyed it. Now, she thinks he's having all the fun. She wants to introduce another man into it. And here's what can happen if that happens. I come in from work. Honey.
Oh, hey, baby. How you doing, honey?
I'm good, girl. Hey, you ready for that? You know, we talked about doing this thing this evening.
Yes, yes. And boy, do I have a surprise for you.
I like your surprises.
I know you do. You're going to like
that. That last one you had here. Girl, let me tell you something. That last one, I got to high five you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, honey. Well, it is my hope that you'll be high-fiving.
But know this.
What, honey?
None of them fine as you, though. I just want to throw that in.
Well, thank you, honey. That makes me feel good.
Keep it real for you.
That makes me feel good.
I do all this to make you feel good.
Thank you. Oh, do you, honey? Thank you. I hope you still feel that way.
Always and forever to death do us part.
Well, take my hand. Let me lead you on into the bedroom. Open the door. I know you're so excited, right? Oh, this is going to be fun. You're going to love this, honey. Just a couple more stairs to go. Careful, careful, careful.
I almost fell.
Okay, careful. Here we go.
Where's she at?
Open the door. Honey, you can open your eyes now. Open.
What?
Honey?
What's going on, brother? Dexter's my name. Dexter Long. What's happening?
Well, honey, I...
Dexter?
Yeah.
Baby, what's happening here?
Well, I thought I'd surprise you, honey. You know, I told you, I've been telling you I wanted to switch it up a bit and maybe bring
Hey, whoa. Hold. Hey, partner, who are you?
Hey, well, like I said before, man, Dexter Long.
Honey, this is Dexter. Yeah, well, I just call him Dex.
You call him Dex?
Yeah, you call me Dex too, brother.
No, hold on. Why is he in here, baby?
Well, because, honey, you know, I've been telling you that I'm getting a little bored and I wanted to have some fun too. So I brought in Dex, you know. We always have a woman, and now I thought, you know, we'd bring a guy in and switch it up a little bit.
Just sit back and watch me work, brother.
Yeah.
Hold up, dog. Watch you work what?
Well, your wife invited me over so we can...
Yes, honey.
Hold up, whoa. Where you meet this dude at, baby?
Well, at the grocery store. He was in the...
grocery store?
Yeah, in the produce section.
Hey, hold up, baby. Hey, partner.
Yeah, what's going on?
What are you in here laughing for? And why are you standing here in your drawers?
Because,
like I said, this is Dexter Long, and you know we're gonna add a little spice to what you and your wife got going.
I just call him Dex.
Hey! I already know what his name is. I'm trying to figure out why he in here, why I got to draw, and what is all this equipment in here?
Well, we just brought a little few toys to have some fun, brother. Sit back, man, and take a
swing
seat.
Set.
Well, honey,
what is a swing set in here for?
So I can swing on in there.
What do the monkey do? You got a swing set, a monkey, you got a camcorder. We ain't filming this.
Well, we film other ones, honey. What do you mean? I thought it'd be fun. With
hold on, baby.
The three of us.
What grocery store you meet this dude at? How he get in my house? How this man get in my house?
Down at the Gelson's.
What? We don't go to Gelson's. Baby, we shop at Whole Foods and Ralph. What the hell are you doing down at Jeff's?
Well, I just wanted to do something different.
Yeah, she met me right by the cucumbers.
Hey, hold up, dog. Hey.
His name is Dex, honey.
Dex, brother. Call me Dex.
Did you see the pecs on Dex?
Dexter. See the pecs on Dex? I'm looking at the pecs on Dex. I'm looking at the ripped-ass boy, and I'm scared of and you, and I don't know where you got and the cucumber. Hold up, dog. Hold up. Hey, man.
Put your clothes on and get
out of my house, dog.
Oh, I came just like this, but I didn't wear my underwear. I came in my underwear, my man.
Hey, well, hold up, dog. How did you get over here?
No, I drove.
Okay, then you drive. You and your drawers out of my bedroom.
Oh, honey.
Because you, you ain't honey hell. Hey, let me tell you something, partner. Hey, dog. Get your ass in your car and find yourself somewhere to go. Because they ain't finna go up in here.
How about this, brother? How about you run to the stove real quick and let me go on and take care of this business?
Oh, okay. Okay, hold on.
Oh, man.
I'm going to the store. I'll be right back.
Wait. Hey, Dex. Come on,
hey,
now.
Dex.
Hey, you pointing right at Dex. Come on, Dex.
And Dex. And guess what I'm pointing at, Dex?
Yeah, I know.
Not the pecs.
Dex
needs his pecs. Come on, brother.
Yeah, Dex needs his pecs. Dex gonna need something else too. Dex gonna need medical attention. You don't get your ass in the car. Get up out of here.
All right, honey, we gotta go.
Yeah, I thought so. Hey, Dex, on your way out, you send your sister in here because she got to be fine.
All right, listen, go to Instagram and let us know what you think about today's Strawberry Letter. Go to @mygirlshirley with your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.